In Vancouver, British Columbia, there is a building that people come from around the world to see. For some, the trip is nearly like visiting a shrine. Others are driven by mere curiosity. The building is the C.K. Choi Institute for Asian Research at the University of British Columbia. It is a striking building of purplish brick hidden behind rows of young ginkgo trees, and its roof is made of 5 magnificent silver arches that look like the billowing sails of a ship. Yet people visit just to see its toilets. It features flushless, waterless, composting toilets. They are completely disconnected from the sewer system. Instead, the runoff is used as fertilizer for the surrounding plants. This might sound like the pit toilet from your camping days, but it's actually a very high-tech cousin featuring rotating tines, temperature and moisture probes, and electronic control systems. What goes into the toilets passes through a system of 5 trays at the bottom of the toilet's 14-inch stainless steel chutes. Maintenance staff toss in wood chips to aid composting, and red wiggler worms burrow through the muck to turn human digestive byproduct into topsoil. Any leftover liquids, called composting tea, join the building's used water in a trench along the side of the building, where it's cleaned by microorganisms on plant roots before being stored for summer irrigation. The system saves more than 500 gallons of water a day and eliminates a huge load on the sewage system. These toilets in the C.K. Choi Institute represent a movement toward a sustainable building. Although the toilets are the most interesting aspect, this idea of sustainability was used throughout the building. For example, construction workers made the structure's heavy timber frame with lumber recovered from previously demolished campus buildings, and they reused red brick cladding from Vancouver streets. The building is very narrow so that each room gets a maximal amount of sunlight. Sensors measure the amount of sunlight in a room, and if it's adequate, the electric lights are automatically dimmed. This makes the building use less than half the amount of lighting of a conventional building. The 5 arches of the peaked roof aid the natural ventilation. Air from vents in the lower floors rises to the top of the giant peaks, continually flushing fresh air throughout the building and reducing the air conditioning load. This movement toward constructing sustainable buildings is spreading to homes. People are even retrofitting existing homes to be more green. You could, for example, put a composting toilet in your home. There are many books and websites with workshop plans showing all the hows and whys of these toilets. You might first, though, wish to make a pilgrimage to the toilets in Vancouver's C.K. Choi building because, as one home user warns, living with a composting toilet is a major life decision.